The Human Rights Commission recently submitted an over 4,000 strong petition to the New Zealand government, pushing for a greater pay transparency legislation. I spoke to Sueno Maili Karinea Someo, the Equal Employment Opportunities Commissioner for the New Zealand Health Human Rights Commission, about the petition and what they're campaigning for.
Could you quickly go over what the petition was campaigning for?
Yeah. So the petition is campaigning for an end to pay secrecy. And this is something that many can relate to. My own children have had contracts where they're not allowed to talk about their pay in terms of, you know, disclosing to other people what they, but of course this happens, you know, people catch up at lunchtime and it just happens. And what we know in terms of research that's been commissioned is that when people find out that they're being paid unequally, you know, it does cause, you know, disharmony and unhappiness. And what's important is that we get our businesses to be more open about pay. So, for example, if you put out an ad, you want that ad to contain the pay scale, for, you know, the salary for that role. And it's just not a normal practice here. So if I'm a student, if I'm going in to look for my new job or I've graduated, you know, I may not have an idea of the value of that role or my worth. So just having that in the ad just helps people. It gives them information so they can pitch your talent or whether that job is worthy of your talent. So transparency is about addressing those things, making that stuff visible. But also, if, you know, if I'm in a job and I'm looking for a promotion or I want to put my hand up, I want to know that my offer is going to be considered. I have equal opportunity, and that there's no bias or anything in that process. And at the moment, none of that stuff is guaranteed. So when we are campaigning for an end to pay secrecy and for more pay transparency, those are just some of the core things that we're asking government to legislate for and to ensure that that is there for everyone. Now, the campaign did start off focusing on the gender pay gap, because as you know, Liam, there's plenty of evidence of that being a continual problem in New Zealand. We're not equal. We have this Equal Pay Act we've had since 1972, but we're not equal. So, you know, we are wanting the government to relook at that act and look at grounds beyond sex. So at the moment, we can only make a claim around inequity based on the grounds of sex, but it doesn't cover inequity based on the grounds of disability or nation of origin, or gender for that matter. Gender is different from sex. Some people think it's the same grounds. It is not. So we want the government to look at these gaps in our laws. So all of these things that I've talked about is contained in our appeal to government for pay transparency.
How do you think that our pay transparency laws could differ from those that we've seen overseas?
Well, what we see overseas is an attempt to look at, to enable pay transparency, but they look at large organisations, you know, maybe it's 100 employees up or so forth. That's not helpful in our context. We want to do better than that. We want to make sure that transparency exists regardless of the size of the business. So whether you've got 3 employees or 5 or 20 or 500, you know, the rules should be the same. Fundamentally, it's about empowering our workers. Again, I go back to the individual. This is about the individual. It's not about what is easy for business. And so this is where human rights comes. If we base it on human rights, then we can do better than what other countries are doing around the world, because they kind of base it around business size and so forth. We want to base ours based on human rights, which is about every individual having their rights defended and upheld. And we want businesses to do their bit. And most of our businesses are doing their bit, but as you and I know, Liam, it's not ideal. There are people in precarious employment. Exploitation does happen, and an unintentional bias does come in. So we need to do better than overseas, but we can't not do anything and leave it to what we currently have, which is on goodwill, because it's not working.
How hopeful are you that the government will implement new legislation in the future?
I'm very, very hopeful. So yesterday we handed the petition to Minister Tinetus, the Minister for Women, and also Minister Woods, who, as we know, is working really hard around fair pay agreements. I've made it really clear to them you can't have fair pay if people don't know what the pay is. It's kind of fundamental. So I'm really hopeful that they will take our call on board. There are also other members of Parliament there. So Camilla Bellage has started to develop a bill that will go into the ballot for pay transparency. So that gives me hope. We had other members there of the Select Committee from the Education and Workforce Select Committee. So people are taking in what we're saying. And it's not, when I say we, I'm not talking about the Human Rights Commission. I'm talking about everybody who signed that petition, you know, all the organizations, including unions, including our business allies, including women's groups. So there's a huge call for this to happen. And if I'm a politician and I want to get into power and stay in power, I'll be listening to these calls from the public.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.